would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Correspondent Scott McFarland.
It's unclear if there'll be a majority to release this report. So what's pushing them against it? Well, Matt Gaetz is no longer a congressman. He's former Congressman Gaetz, which means this ethics committee loses its jurisdiction over him. And often in the past, as soon as somebody leaves the Congress, the ethics committee shelves their investigation. This is different. He's a likely nominee. He's a designee to be the Attorney General of the United States for the next president.
Gaetz was on Capitol Hill hoping to win over hesitant lawmakers, Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I was shocked by the nomination, given the many allegations, but that's why it's important that the Senate go through its process.
In a case that took center stage in the immigration debate during the election, there was a conviction today. Veronica Waters reports a Venezuelan migrant was found guilty of murdering a Georgia nursing student.
The evidence was overwhelming and powerful.
Clark County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard finds Jose Ibarra guilty of all 10 counts in Lincoln Riley's malice murder. Ibarra sat expressionless, even at a tear-filled sentencing, as Riley's loved ones called him sick, twisted, evil, a monster. Her mother, Allison Phillips.
When he made the choice to take Lincoln's life and destroy ours, he showed no mercy on Lincoln when she was begging for her life.
Ibarra got a long series of consecutive sentences, including life in prison without the possibility of parole. Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
Susan Smith, who drowned her two young sons 30 years ago in South Carolina, was denied parole today despite a tearful plea from prison.
I know that what I did was horrible. And I would give anything if I could go back and change it.
The bomb cyclone is being blamed for two deaths in the Pacific Northwest. This man in Seattle.
Just a heck of a storm last night. I mean, I've been here for 25 years, and I've been spending about the last 3-4 hours picking up my yard here. Never quite seen anything like it.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favor. One vote against.
The U.S. wanted the resolution linked to an immediate release of hostages in Gaza. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball. Pat Murphy, the first brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, and the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain and snow showers this evening, becoming all snow overnight. A low in the low 30s with the wind picking up. Winter weather advisory tomorrow morning with slushy snow of a couple inches. All rain in the afternoon and windy. Highs in the low 40s.
Currently it's 37.
Can we listen to local news and timeless answer back on WRJN? It's time to play Can You Guess? According to a survey of office workers, two-thirds said this happens up to 20 times a day. What happens? They get interrupted.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
B.R. Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school football. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty well. It's November 20th, and we're still talking about high school football. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it, that we're going to have the St. Catharines Angels in the state finals tomorrow night?
And you got your wish to call a game from Camp Randall this season.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It's a little more exciting. I've been on this journey for 23 years, so sure. I've had the opportunity to call a few state title games, but my partner, Dylan Dooley, this will be his first time, so I'm more happy for him than I am for myself that he's going to experience this.
I tell you what, we started the postseason with, what was it, 7 teams from the area?
Yes, 7 teams.
And one made it to Camp Randall. So tell us about tomorrow night's matchup.
Yeah, so tomorrow night the Angels will be playing the Baldwin Woodfield Blackhawks. And they're going to be – it's another challenge. That's all I can say for the Angels, because this team in their 4 games in the playoffs has averaged over 40 points per game. But every challenge that the Angels have – had to go up against, they've achieved. So we're going to see tomorrow night, just what the Angels are made of, because this team can score. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Checking back into their schedule, their regular schedule, they score points. But I don't know if they've seen a team yet like St. Catharines with all the speed that they have. So it's going to be interesting. I've predicted St. Catharines to get here, and I'm going to say I think they have what it takes to come home with that gold football.
Now, I'm guessing you don't know. I mean, you obviously haven't seen the opponent, so you probably don't really know what to expect, right?
No, do not. Not at all. Very good point by you. I mean, you can take all the stats that are written on paper, but until you see them, you know, you really don't know what they're made of.
Well, we'll paraphrase. We'll say on any given Thursday.
Yes, on any given Thursday. Because this is different for you and I. I mean, we're used to talking on Thursdays for Friday night games, right? Not on Wednesday afternoons for a Thursday night game, but. The game's got to be done by Friday, so Camp Randall's got to be open on Saturday, although I think the Badgers are on the road this year on Saturday, but I don't know that for sure, but I thought I read it somewhere.
Well, just kind of give us one more recap of what we're going to hear tomorrow night and broadcast details and so forth.
Okay, so yeah, the number 2 seeded Baldwin Woodfield Blackhawks, 12-1 overall, will be facing up against the undefeated St. Catharines Angels, 13-0. And pregame will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m.
And hopefully we can walk away with this and say St. Cats had an undefeated season.
Yes. Yeah. And brings that gold football back.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Kurt. Thank you.
It's Dick Graceffa with high school football tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up
the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. Even want me around, and now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is a chance of a rain or even a snow shower tonight. Well, maybe that's not bad news for you. Maybe you're looking forward to it. Cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow, rain possibly mixed with snow showers and a high of 41. For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. With a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow, the first snow of the season comes at the right time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
This week in Wisconsin is Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing, because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly, and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For those not getting ready, the gun deer season starts Saturday. The DNR is offering reminders about safety during the 9-day run. A statement says this year they'll be strictly enforcing the requirement that hunters wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink clothing above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain and snow showers this evening, becoming all snow overnight. A low in the low 30s with the wind picking up. Winter weather advisory tomorrow morning with slushy snow of a couple inches, all rain in the afternoon and windy. Highs in the low 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Listened. Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, food insecurity in the United States continues to rise, with 13.5% of households experiencing food insecurity at some point during the year. Putting it another way, about 47.4 million people live in food insecure households in the U.S., including about 7.2 million children. News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more in all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're.
new.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a couple of armed crooks went into a jewelry store in Germany. An employee on break saw in security video what was happening and slipped out the back door to call police and noticed the crook's car with the engine running. So the employee drove it around the corner out of sight and called the cops. After the crooks left the store, they were found by police wandering around looking for their car.
Well, I'm your Venus.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. No decision today from the House Ethics Committee on releasing its report into sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz, Democratic Representative Susan Wild.
This committee is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, five Dems, five Republicans, which means that in order to affirmatively move something forward, somebody has to cross party lines.
The committee will meet again December 5th. Gaetz is Donald Trump's choice to be Attorney General, and Trump standing by his decision, as Tarian Small reports.
Trump in an apparent